No surprise to anyone that President Obama's announcement last week in support of same-sex marriage appeared to mobilize gay supporters.
I want everybody treated fairly in this country. We have never gone wrong when we expanded rights and responsibilities to everybody. That doesn't weaken families, that strengthens families.
That's the president speaking at a Democratic fundraiser that was organized by gay rights groups and Latino groups, an unlikely alliance to some. Gay activists and Latinos are pushing for immigration reform as well as gay rights. Contrary to popular belief, Latinos, they are predominantly Roman Catholic, that's true, and tend to be very religious, but they're also supportive of gay rights slightly more so than the rest of the American populace. In a survey conducted last year by Pew Research, 59% of Latinos said homosexuality should be accepted by society. That's compared to 58% of the general population. Joining us now, Cheryl Mora James, co-president of the nonpartisan National Tequila Party Movement, which encourages Latino voter registration, promotes the DREAM Act, and supports children regardless of sexual orientation. Right, Cheryl?
That's correct.
I mean, I was just going to say, I'm sure that you're aware that that goes counter to the prevailing notion among Americans who think that if someone is a religious person, that means that they're anti-gay, and that doesn't seem to be true, at least of Latinos.
That's correct. Unfortunately, I don't know where the stereotype began, but it is a stereotype. Latinos, Latinas, Hispanics, in general, we are family-orientated, so we are not going to be turning our children away, regardless of who they love.
Is that a relatively new development? I mean, obviously, as the years go by, it appears that the general American populace becomes more and more supportive of gay rights. In the Latino community, is it also recent?
No. I'm 57, and I'm a gay woman, and my grandfather came from the old country in the 1900s, and I was probably about 15 or 16 when I came out to him, and he was fully accepting. Matter of fact, I think I was even loved more because of the discrimination they knew that I would be experiencing in the white dominant culture.
That's Cheryl Mora James of the National Tequila Party Movement. Always also with us is Sister Molly Munoz, a Roman Catholic nun. And Sister, this is exactly the kind of thing. Coming out in support of gay rights is exactly what got you in trouble with the Pope recently. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Good morning. Yes, that's correct.
You know, explain to me about the support for gay rights and how among the Latino community, for example, that translates into the same reason to support immigration rights. How does that work?
Well, you know what? I think we have great respect for humanity as a Hispanic community. And, you know, we love our neighbor, and we are taught to love our neighbor no matter what area orientation the person is. And, you know, actually, as regard as the Pope is concerned, I don't have any comment about that, only because I know what is right. And, you know, the Hispanic community, they're religious people, and we don't judge people of their orientation. We have to love our neighbor as ourselves. And I don't see where there's a problem there. And I think that working with the Hispanic community, they don't either. Because I'm with them all 24 hours, all the time with the Hispanic community. I work with migrant farm workers. And, you know, we're talking about survival. We're talking about immigration. We need to get our pay. They don't want to be undocumented here. And, you know, it's just a good community to live with. And we have to teach our Anglo brothers and sisters that it's okay to love each other and to love gay people. Hey, we all have people that are gay in our family.
Well, let me go back to you, Cheryl Mora James of the National Tequila Party Movement. Do you think that these are issues that are motivating voters? I mean, as you're trying to get people registered, are gay rights and immigration rights two of the big issues or priorities for voters?
Yes, for the voters that I have been registering to vote. Now, keep in mind that I'm also an immigration and civil rights attorney, and so I see the legal side of it. And the reason why I believe that immigration reform and rights for Dreamers and rights for gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgendered people are intertwined is that we have those very same people in our Hispanic community and some that are undocumented. And for a straight undocumented individual, they can fall in love and marry a U.S. citizen and be adjusted. However, if you're gay and you're undocumented and you do find your true love, you're not allowed to get married, i.e., then you're not allowed to adjust. So it is really a tragedy for an individual that is a homosexual to fall in love with the person of their, you know, their soulmate, but unfortunately cannot marry and cannot adjust here in the United States. Now, that is one of the big reasons I think that the Hispanic voter, and keep in mind our new Hispanic voters are young 18, 19-year-olds who have been raised in a strong Hispanic family who values all human beings. And that's the key. We're talking about a basic human right for any individual, regardless of sexual orientation, or whether or not they have legal status. And so a lot of the Dreamers that I work with probably are more likely than not are actually gay themselves. And so in the Dreamer movement, there is a great acceptance of all people. And in our movement, the Tequila Party movement, my co-president is a straight woman, and I'm a lesbian woman.
Yeah, Sister Cheryl Mora James. Cheryl Mora James is co-president of the nonpartisan National Tequila Party movement, and Sister Molly Munoz, Roman Catholic nun who works with migrant farm workers, among others, including the gay and lesbian community. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for calling.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.